Welcome to Living North and Neutral, a podcast designed to promote positive psychology research. Each episode will showcase research lessons or guests who share their stories and the tools they use to push through normal or sometimes extreme challenges and are today living a life north of neutral. I'm your host, Katrina Goff. Join me each episode for your own journey north of neutral. Hello, friends and future podcasters. Have you ever dreamed of having your very own podcast, but were unsure which platform to choose? Anchor is an easy way to get started on your podcasting journey. You can record, edit, and add music to all your episodes from the Anchor app. Anchor will even push your podcast out to stations such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, or any of your favorite podcast stations. Anchor is so easy to use that you can get started right now. What are you waiting for? Hello and welcome to Living North and Neutral, Episode 1. Today I'm speaking with my friend Christine Case. Christine lives in a rural town outside of Springfield, Missouri. She resides in Fairgrove with her husband, Robert. Together they have 5 grown children, one of which is married, and they have 2 grandchildren. Christine is a successful entrepreneur and businesswoman. She's an author, an international speaker, a higher level student with Les Brown, and has been certified with the John Maxwell team. Christine's latest book is entitled Popsicle Toes, How to Stop Fear from Giving You Cold Feet. Christine has always had an entrepreneurship spirit, even from a young age. Some challenging life experiences have inspired her to become a speaker, coach, and leader in her community, both locally and worldwide. Today, Christine is going to share with us from her latest book, Popsicle Toes, and she's going to teach us how to understand that one small change or step can produce far-reaching results. She will motivate you and inspire you to discover your own light bulb moments that lead to action and greater success in your personal and professional life. Without further ado, here is Christine Case. I am so excited to have you as my very first guest on Living North and Neutral.
Thank you.
I'm so excited that I want to jump right in and let you get started on an interview and let you share your story.
Okay.
So the first thing I'd like for you to do is share a bit about what you have been doing in the last year or so.
Well, I'm honored to be on this podcast with you, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do this. In the last year, I have been amazingly blessed by just the opportunities have come. I have been able to work with my mentor and number one motivational speaker, Les Brown. I'm one of his platinum speakers, and we travel. We are now on a tour. We're going around different states and possibly even out of the country. And I have been asked to do several podcasts and several speaking engagements, all like overnights. And I am just amazed of everything that's been turning around for me this year, after all, for several years. But it's like now it's taking off. And I am so blessed that I had the opportunity to work with Les Brown and my other platinum speakers in my group. And I am so blessed about that. And I'm excited what's going to happen in the future.
Christine, would you ever have imagined, like say 2 years ago, that you would be traveling with Les Brown and speaking with him as a platinum speaker?
Actually, no. 2 years ago, I had just started in the motivational venture. I started listening to it, and it was something that I didn't even know. And I had to do a lot of changes in my life, and Les Brown was one of them, and John Maxwell, and the hip hop preacher Eric Thomas. And I was able to listened to theirs, and there was just something about Les Brown that I connected with, and I started pursuing. And I had decided one day that, I would love to meet this man. And it just came out of the blue that I really wanted to meet him. And I just was given the opportunity to go to an event that he was holding. I actually won tickets to go to the event. And when I went, that's when it changed my life. It just happened that it made me realize that that is for me.
Wow, that is so exciting. So you won these tickets to an event that Les had, and at that point in time, you just kind of set your mind that this is what I want to do. I want to meet this man. And how did you make that happen?
When I went to the event, it was a small group and it was a 3-day training that they were doing. And I went to that training, not realizing I may have a real close connection with him, but just see him on the platform. But that ticket that I wasn't aware of became my ticket close to him. That ticket gave me an opportunity to meet him face to face, and I told him how excited I was to meet him because of the changes that have taken place in the last couple of years, and especially 1 year. I just wanted to meet him. And then after the event, they gave an opportunity to, I think it was about 12 to 15 people in that audience that would like to work with him one-on-one. And that's when I got out of my comfort zone and I stood up. I said, I want to do this. I can do this. And I stood up and raised my hand and they picked me out of the audience and I was able to meet with him face to face. And he said, I got my eye on you. And he said, we can do this. He goes, we're gonna work together to change the world. And that's how everything started.
Wow, that is an incredible story, Christine.
It's amazing.
And to get the opportunity to watch this for you all happen as we are friends, and it's so exciting for me. And I couldn't be more excited if it was me walking in those steps. I certainly am. I'm proud of you. I'm excited for you. And it's just every day I look forward to seeing what's next for Christine, And
Thank you.
when I think about you, I think about, and I can't help but think about character strengths. And so one of the character strengths that really comes to mind with when I think of you is bravery, that you really push yourself out there and you go above and beyond. And that is something that really helps us to achieve our goals is, being able to step out and step beyond that comfort zone, because all the goals that we want, they're not right there for us. They're out there beyond that comfort zone. And so many of us want something, but it's hard for us to reach beyond that. And so besides bravery, what else did you have to do to achieve this goal and be where you're at today?
It happened several years ago. I think you have to. A person, what I had to do for myself, I guess I should just address myself. What I did for myself is I had to change who Christine was and her mindset. So what I had to do is I had to focus on changing what I perceive that I can achieve and what I can do, and not listen to other people's opinion and other people, what they thought that I could or could not do. I had to just say, enough is enough. I had fell asleep as what I talked about on my last event that I spoke at, and I was addressing on myself, was I was like the rabbit in the tortoise and the hare that wrote nursery rhyme of the story that we all know so well. And the tortoise, we always knew that he won because it was slow and steady wins the race. And one day I realized that the tortoise won because the hare fell asleep. If the hare would have not fell asleep, the tortoise would have not won. So I had to realize that I had fallen asleep on my dreams, on what I wanted to do in life. I had been all those years been affected by, I was always the mother that I should be. I was the wife that I should be, but I left my dreams on the shelf. I didn't do what I wanted to do because I had all these other responsibilities. I was not taught that I can still do those besides be the mother and the wife I should be. So when I'm getting older now, I realize that I've never really pursued my dreams and what I wanted to do. And one of them was always to be a speaker in ministry to women. And when I realized that I had fallen asleep and it was time for me to wake up and run my own race and run that race as hard as I could because time is short now for me. I don't have as much time as some teenagers do or the people that are in 20s, but I still have a story to tell and I still want to make a difference in the world. And so I had to wake up and go for it, and I have to go for it full force. So that's what I was doing.
Fantastic. That is so inspiring. And you know, as a woman, and there are many listeners that are out there that are women, you know, that happens to us a lot of times, that we feel like that success, our personal success, that we have to put that on the back burner, or we have to put that on hold, or sometimes that we can't even achieve that. We feel that, you know, all these responsibilities that we have that we love our family, like we love our husband, we love, you know, our kids, but that a lot of times we feel like we just can't have both. And that's just such a lie, you know.
Yes.
We can have what we go for, as you said, and you're proving that and living that out. And besides touring with Les, there's some other really exciting things that you're doing right now. You've just released your book, Popsicle Toes: How to Stop Fear from Giving You Cold Feet, right?
How I came up with that title was I was allowing my dreams to not go forward because I was allowing my self-doubt and my mindset to keep me from that. I think that we need to stop putting fear in the way because it's a cop-out. It's saying, well, I can't, I can't, I can't. But it's sometimes we say, oh, I'm too scared to do that and I'm too afraid. But it's not. It's just a cop out for you to get out of your comfort zone. So when I wrote the book, I kept it simple. It's not like a hard read. It's a book that can take you just a couple days to read if you go full force in it. But it gives you steps on how I overcame the fear to either speak on stage or to public speak and any fear in general. So this is how I overcome my fears. Because people always ask me, well, how did you do it? How did you do that? And it's like, I just addressed it in a different way. So I decided, well, I had so many people ask me that I would put it in a book form to where they can also overcome their doubts, their fears, and what I did in overcoming that. So that's how I wrote the book, is giving people ideas of how they can achieve anything they put their minds to. They just have to have that hunger and that desire to do it.
That's good stuff, Christine. And you know, that is what you're doing right now. That is one of the things that people are the most afraid of doing, is speaking on stage and public speaking. That is, and if you can overcome your fears with the methods that you have in your book, I mean, everyone should go out and get that book, because look where you are at right now and how successful you are and all that you're doing. And you're laying out the plan, easy steps for people to achieve their goals and to get past those fears that, as you said, really hold us back and just keep us, that we use fear as that out of, you know, I can't do that because, you know, or what if. And most of the things that we're afraid of are never going to take place in the first place, you know. So
Right.
I'm excited about your book, and I'm excited for what all the people are going to learn in it. And so that's great stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
And when you were coming upon this subject, it was because you knew the interest, like as you said, that other people were facing those same challenges that you had, and you knew you had something to.
Right. It's, we go through that even when we're children. We start off really young. It's because of what somebody says. You don't have the fear until somebody tells you you need to be fearful. There's good fears and there's bad fears. There's fears that I can't touch the hot stove when you're a child because it's going to burn me. It's going to hurt. It's going to be an effect. Then you have fear. You go into the woods. There might be something in there. But that was taught to you. You didn't know that you can't go into the woods because there might be something to hurt you. And then there's good fears that keep you from that, like crossing the street, because you have that fear that tells you that if I cross the street, I might get hit. Then there's bad fears, like the ones speaking on stage. It's not going to hurt you to speak on stage. Everybody's gone through the same thing and everybody has the same problems in one way or another. We all have an issue that we have to overcome, but we allow it and it starts playing in your mind and we control that. But we haven't been taught how to control that. How do we get over that? So there's tips that you can overcome that. But we all have the fears. Everybody starts, but we call it a fear. And sometimes it's just nervousness. For me, I always had butterflies. And like Les Brown says, we have to get those butterflies to fly in the same formation, not all over the place. So you control those fears.
I love that.
And yeah, and we don't think about it that way. You
No.
know, it's, oh, I'm afraid. And then you just let it control you instead of you controlling it.
And one of the things that I like in positive psychology is really helping people to understand that, we can say we're afraid of something, or we can say we're excited. I was
Correct.
excited to do this podcast. It's my first podcast. I was very excited about it.
Right.
And it's the same intensity, the two feelings, but yet one brings us to really narrow our thoughts and not open up our mind to be who we were created to be. And the other one, excitement, really allows us to have an open mind and really be more creative. And so it's so important how we view things, and it's so important in what's going to hold us back or what's going to propel us forward. And so I'm so glad that you wrote this book. I'm so glad that you have these steps for people and that you have pushed through all of that, which leads me to, a couple more of your character strengths that I know. And I know this because I know you personally and I see them, but I also, several years back now, you were in a course where I was teaching character strengths with finding your passion and defining your purpose. And so, some of the character strengths that you have, one of them that's super amazing and has been, I'm sure, a big part of your success is self-regulation. Really being able to push forward. Deny what you want at the moment to get what you want more that's coming up and ahead of you. And that is like one of your top strengths, and yet it's so low on most of our, most people's character strengths. We all have the ability to have self-regulation in some form, but for you, that's really, really high. What do you think it is that makes that such a strong strength for you.
I believe that that could be because of things that you go through in life. I had to do that. I came to this country with my parents not having anybody to rely on besides them. They didn't speak the English language, so I had to learn through life. My parents got a divorce in the time that divorce was frowned upon, especially in the church. Then I saw my mom's strength, and I learned from that you can still persevere. You could still do it no matter what other people say, or, you know, you can overcome the fears of whatever it is. And then myself getting married, moving, and I think it's just a lot of different things that since you, when you don't have a family member, because all my family lived in Brazil, you're basically on your own. And then when you get married and you get a divorce, you're still on your own because you don't have any family members. So you have to do it because there's nobody to do it for you. Mm-hmm. So I think I knew that I can overcome anything because I've overcome quite a bit already, that it doesn't matter what the circumstance is. It's my mind. It's I can do this. And I really can't pinpoint just one thing. It was a sequence of different things that just pursued that of not giving up. I can do this because I didn't have anybody to fall on. And I, you know, I don't have family here. So you just learn to do it. And that, so, but I can't just pinpoint one thing. I think it's just a lot of different sequences that brought that about, you know.
Yeah. And that's, it's so obvious that, you know, you're just a person. When you set your mind to something, whatever that goal is, you're going to achieve it. You know, you are going to stick with that. And more so than most people that I've met in my life, you know, that I just know if Christine sets her mind to something, she's going to get that. And that's, it's inspiring to me.
Thank you.
And I'm sure to our audience as well. So that's, thanks for sharing that with me. Is there anything else that that I haven't asked you that you that I should have asked you?
One thing I want to let your audiences know is if someone is struggling with the doubt of themselves, if they can achieve, they need to really go within themselves and say, if I can, if anybody else can, I can, because you're only limiting yourself. Don't let other people limit you. So just go for that dream. The bigger it is, the better. Because if you don't pursue that dream, you're going to always be sorry you didn't even try. And failure is not, it's just a word. You're never going to fail if you don't try. So if you don't try, how do you know if you can or cannot do something? That's just somebody else's opinion. And I feel that you have to work on yourself first to become successful in anything. And that's in any relationship, that's with your children, your husband, your spouse, you know, your partner, boss. It is anything that you have to work on yourself and be true to you, and things will just fall in. If you have that much self-doubt, that can be changed. Start doing motivational stuff. When you listen to motivational things, you read motivational books, get out of the television, get out of negativity. And sometimes you have to remove the negative people because that's not going to keep you from growing. And if you really want to make a change in your life, in your situation, you have to get out of your own comfort zone and get out of your own mindset and to achieve big things. You just have to do that. And I encourage anyone that they can reach out and anytime I'll be available if they need to talk, you know, but find someone, find a mentor. It is very important to find a mentor. And I have had several in my lifetime that has helped me.
And I was going to ask you, of course, I can think of, you know, a couple that you have, but we do. We all have that person, at least one, that really helps us and pulls us along when we have that lack of belief ourselves, shows us the way how to get there. And you mentioned Les, and I know that's a huge mentor of yours. If you had to pick one more, who would that be?
One more. I think that if I had to pick one more, I think I would pick my mentor before Les, and that was Drew. And I met him at a John Maxwell, and I never met him face to face. I had met him on the call, and he impacted my life by the way he talked with people, the caring heart and the way he approached the people on the call. I reached out to him on some masterminds that he did, and that's how I did. So I think Drew, and I can never say his last name correct, but
I would love to step in and help with that, but I can't.
yes,
I
thank
don't think I would do very well with Jeru's last name either.
Yeah, and he's another one of mine, but yeah, there's different ones, you know. When you are in different progress in growing yourself, others come available and you new ones. Like I didn't even know that I needed what's a mentor. So I had to learn and I started looking. But when I was in multi-level marketing, my person that I got close to, he was my previous boss, and I joined multi-level marketing with him, and he became my mentor. He's the one who started at the beginning to tell me, you need to work on your mindset, you need to do motivational, you need to do this. And he's the one who kind of guided me to know what I needed to become a better person. And he says, when you work on you, other things will open up, you will realize what you need to. So that's how I started. I started with CDs, reading books, audio books. I turned them on. And it was Bob Grosser, who was my first one, that really took interest in me and helped me to grow in this type of it part of the motivational stuff. That's who started. Then I got another one, and then I got Drew, and then I started doing a lot of John Maxwell stuff, and then Les Brown. But there's always other ones that you can pursue and do. But those two have really impacted me and helped me to go a little bit deeper and grow bigger and stronger in myself.
And there it is. That's so important. We have a lot of the same mentors. And I have so much respect for Drew, and I have so much respect for Bob Grosser as well. Both phenomenal people. And all that you've done, every step of the way, it's a step, that takes you, John Maxwell, Jeru, on into Les Brown. And who knows what next step is ahead for you? And that's what's so exciting in our journeys in life, that just we sometimes only know the next step, but we just take that, we step out there and go for it, or we let fear hold us back. And thank you so much for sharing so many ways that
Thank
to really stop fear from holding us back, and stepping into that, and really learning how to, what I was hearing, if I'm correct in what I was hearing, learning to talk back and really understand which fears are accurate fears that we should be, listening to, and which ones that we need to just say, hey, no, that's not it. I'm going to go ahead and go for this. This is what I want to do.
Right.
So
Yes.
if I definitely want to add in the talk notes links to your book so people can purchase your book, and also how they can reach you for speaking engagements or to be on other podcasts or anything else that you would like to share.
Okay.
I want to make sure that that's available to the listeners as well. And do you have any final things that you would like to share, Christine?
I think I want to appreciate you for one. You're going to do great in your journey and your success, and you're already a successful woman in many different areas. But I commend you for stepping out of your comfort zone and doing this because, it is not easy just to take that first step, but you did it. And I am so appreciative of your friendship and everything that we're going to work together in the future together. And I look forward to that. So thank you so very much.
And thank you so much. That means so much to me, Christine. And, you know, your belief in me helps me to step forward and go for my next step too. And I think that's it. Sometimes we have to face that biggest fear that we have. Because I've had the idea of this podcast, I've had the name of this podcast, and I've had it for a while now. And I kept thinking, you know, well, when do I have the time? You know, I don't have enough time. I have the time that I make, and we make time for what's important to us, you know. And I do hope that this podcast brings hope to people. You know, the goal is to share pieces of positive psychology and success stories from people, and hopefully I'll get some researchers on as well that will share some positive psychology tips and tools for people, and just really to help break down some of the research into bite-sized pieces that people can apply to their lives, and really to fill them with hope so that they do, like you said, step out and step into what their purpose is in life. And I think that's how we are, how we feel most fulfilled when we're doing that. And I know that you must feel extremely fulfilled right now. And I really hope that in the future that you will come back and we can talk more, because you're doing so much that there's so many things to share that we couldn't fit into one podcast. So,
all right. We'd be more than happy to come back on sometime. Look forward to it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Christine.
All right. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. And if there's an area of your life that needs a well-being hack or a research topic that you want more information about, please send me an email to katrina@goffimpact.com. Also include in the subject line the word info. And if you're curious about programs that support post-traumatic growth, leadership, resilience, or relationships, join our Living North of Neutral Facebook group. You will also find talk notes for each episode listed there. I'm your host, Katrina Goff, and I look forward to you joining us on your own journey, Living North of Neutral.